From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting there are divisions over the Iran nuclear deal. U.S. President Barack Obama is scheduled to hold a news conference this Wednesday in his attempt to promote Tuesday's Iran nuclear deal reached in Vienna. Many Republicans and some Democrats in the U.S. Congress, as well as leaders like the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, disagree with President Obama's assessment of the deal, who said that it will cut off all pathways Iran has to developing a nuclear weapon. U.S. lawmakers gave sharply diverging reactions to the pact announced, with Republicans far more hostile than most Democrats. More from VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blasted the pact as, quote, the best deal acceptable to Iran rather than one that might actually end Iran's nuclear program.
The Iranians appear to have prevailed in this negotiation.
Similarly, House Speaker John Boehner said President Barack Obama abandoned his goals for negotiations with Tehran. By contrast, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said the accord is, quote, the product of years of tough, bold, and clear-eyed leadership from President Obama. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
Meanwhile, a spokesman for the Israeli opposition leader, Isaac Herzog, says the center-left lawmaker will travel to Washington to discuss Israel's concerns over the Iranian nuclear deal. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras faces a revolt in his left-wing party and workers' calls for strikes ahead of the parliamentary move on a bailout deal meant to prevent the country's economy from collapsing. This is VOA News. The leader of Afghanistan's Taliban insurgency on Wednesday said he supports political negotiations with the Kabul government to seek a peaceful end to the 14-year-old war. In his facilitation message in connection with the upcoming Eid festival marking the end of the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan, Mullah Omar said the dialogue as a religiously legitimate strategy aimed at driving foreign troops from Afghanistan and establishing a pure Islamic state in the country. The rare statement came a week after Afghanistan's government and Taliban delegates held first direct talks in 14 years to discuss ways to end the increasingly deadly Afghan war. Neighboring Pakistan hosted what was being described as historic steps toward ending the conflict, though both sides acknowledged the talks were preliminary and introductory in nature. A German court has sentenced a 94-year-old former Nazi officer to 4 years in prison for working as a bookkeeper in the Auschwitz death camp during World War II. The court in Lunenburg on Wednesday handed down its sentence for Oskar Gröning, finding him guilty of more than 300,000 counts of accessory to murder. Gröning has admitted working in the death camp, collecting money and belongings from the Jews arriving there from May to July of 1944. Most of the prisoners were gassed to death soon after arrival. Gröning, who has been nicknamed the bookkeeper of Auschwitz, has admitted moral guilt for his actions, but had said he was never directly involved in the killing of the prisoners. A group of human rights organizations has urged U.S. President Barack Obama to use his upcoming trip to Kenya to press the government there to improve its human rights record. Human Rights Watch released a letter Wednesday on behalf of 17 rights organizations. The letter said the organizations are concerned that Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta is undermining Kenya's constitution and its commitment to international human rights law under the pretext of promoting national security and combating terrorism. The letter says President Obama has a unique opportunity to urge President Kenyatta to stick to the 2010 Constitution, as the United States is one of Kenyatta's closest allies in the fight against terrorism. Mr. Obama is scheduled to visit Kenya later this month in his first visit as U.S. president to his father's homeland. More than 60 South Koreans, including two former Navy chiefs of staff, have been indicted there in an investigation into alleged corruption associated with numerous defense procurement projects, according to prosecutors. 63 people face charges of accepting bribes, fabricating official documents, or leaking military secrets. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.